Proclamation number 7322, dated the March 31st, 1959. Descent to Hell. The more you think about the price I paid in order to purchase eternal life for you, the more you must question what happened to the souls which lived and died before my crucifixion and whose souls were still dead in the true sense of the word, precisely because I was as yet unable to grant them life. Their souls still belonged to the adversary. They had not been bought back from him as long as I had not accomplished the act of salvation. Depending on the way of life, these souls were also in the realm of the dead, where they, aware of their existence, lived in a way which could not be described as bliss. But the sphere where they stayed could not be called hell either, where those whose conduct during their life on earth had thoroughly proven them to be Satan's followers. It was a vestibule of hell, not a place of peace and beatitude, but neither a place of profound darkness and torment. Their consciousness also occasionally experienced bright moments when they were able to communicate with each other, when they remembered images from their earthly life, and they also became aware of the fact that they would not stay in this sphere forever, but that one day they would be saved by the Messiah, who had already been announced to them by prophets on earth. And the souls which, as a result of the way of life, had also recognized and faithfully served God, waited for this Savior. Thus I descended to them after my crucifixion. They, too, received the knowledge of my love's act of grace and mercy, for my blood was also shed for them, and I wanted to buy their souls back from their present master as well. However, they had to voluntarily give their consent for this. Consequently, I did not come to them as a radiant spirit of light whom they had to follow on account of the compelling light. Instead, I came to them as the suffering Christ with all the signs of my crucifixion, nevertheless as a human being who had allowed himself to be nailed to the cross out of love for his fellow human beings. They, too, first had to believe without compulsion that I was the promised Messiah. They had to follow me just as voluntarily as my disciples did at the time of my life on earth. They were all certainly able to suspect who I was, but complete certainty was denied to them, which, however, would have determined their decision had I descended into this realm after my resurrection shrouded in light and glory, had I clothed myself in the exceedingly radiant spiritual garment whose light no being was able to resist. I descended to hell. All those in the vestibule of hell followed me, for they only needed a tiny light which I gave to them through all my signs of the bitter crucifixion. But I also descended into the deepest pits in order to also get there as a human being full of love who had sacrificed his life for his brothers. However, I found little credence and only a few left the tangle of depravity. For they all were still firmly held captive by the enemy's claws who, inflamed with rage, had to recognize my victory over him and thus did everything in his power in order to keep his followers in the abyss, because then he knew that I was stronger than him and that I had succeeded in loosening the chains of those who wanted to follow me. He was no longer able to stop them, and he will never ever have power over those souls again who want to release themselves from him for the sake of Jesus Christ. But he will lose more and more followers, because I died for all people, and one day all people will also be redeemed from him. For one day even he will surrender to the strength of my love, one day he will also desire my love. Admittedly, eternities will still pass by, yet to me 1,000 years are like a day. Amen.